Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. My guest this week is Patrick Isaacson. Pat is a non-game biologist with Game and Fish. We're going to talk about how to interact with baby animals that you might find this time of year. And this is the time of year, Pat, that we do start to see the wee ones start to show up.
Yeah, that's correct, Tom. We have lots of baby animals hitting the ground now, birds and mammals and all sorts of things that you can come in contact with out there now.
What are the most common animals that people might run across?
Any number of nestlings, robins, things like that. Baby rabbits are a real common one this time of year.
I would suppose deer if you live in the right places.
Yep, that's right. Deer starting to hit the ground now too, so you could come across them pretty easily.
What are the most unusual?
Depending on where you live, things like baby beavers or otters or weasels, things like that, some of the more uncommon mammal species.
Yep. Okay, what are the most important things to remember if somebody should find a baby animal?
The most important thing that we tell people when they come in contact with a baby animal is just leave it where it is. Try not to disturb it too much. Its mother or parent is probably real close, and if you can observe it and move on, that's the best thing for it.
That's the mistake that a lot of people make when they find, say, a baby deer. They think maybe the mama's been hit by a car or it's been orphaned and things like that, but many times it's not the case.
Right. By and large, most of the defense mechanisms for some of these animals is to hide their young and then leave the area to try to keep you from finding it. So if you come across a baby animal you think is abandoned, most likely mother is probably watching from a close distance. If you leave it where it is, it has a better chance of surviving.
Answer me this, Pat. Is it an old wives' tale that if you handle a baby animal, if you pick it up, if you play with it or whatever, that the mother will abandon it, that it won't take it back?
That's not a 100% rule. I mean, there are some animals out there that if you were to come in contact, were to touch, that's not a 100% rule that mom's going to abandon them. But there are situations where if you were to take an animal from where you found it, and then in a day or two try to bring it back, mom may have moved on from the area and it has a very little chance of surviving.
Pat, how about if you're taking your dog for a walk and he sniffs out a young of the year animal? How do you avoid that situation?
Sure, this time of the year, something that we'd tell people when they're out walking their dog is maybe keep it on a leash this time of year. You have a better control of the animal. And try to avoid areas with dense cover. That's where baby animals are going to be hiding this time of year.
Sure.
So if you can avoid tall grass or riparian areas when you're walking your dog, you're probably not going to come in contact with too much.
Are there actually laws that govern this type of thing?
Sure. One of the most important is that no one is allowed to be in possession of a live wild animal in the state. So you actually picking up a baby animal and taking it with you is against the law.
I know many times it's gotten to be raccoons, for sake of example, that people think they'll make a great house pet, so they take them home, and that's against the law.
It is against the law and also very dangerous. Some of those animals can carry diseases that can harm us as well. So leaving them where they are is the best bet.
Basically, bottom line is just leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
All right. Pat, thanks.
Yeah.
Registration is still open for the summer Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop. The event will be held August 5th through the 7th at Lake Metegoshi State Park near Botno. Participants can take part in programs including archery, canoeing, introduction to firearms, fly fishing, basic shotgunning, hiking, plant identification, and trapping. The $100 workshop fee covers instruction, program materials, use of equipment, all meals, and lodging. You can register by logging on to the Game and Fish website at gf.nd.gov.
For Pat Isaacson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. See you again next week.